Time now, 7:40. We head toward 8 o'clock. Let's get up to speed on what's going on with Hope football this weekend. We've got a big weekend on tap. It is the Hope Sports Roundtable. Ron Weatherby in, along with Jerry Klomp-Harnes and Coach Dean Kreps. And we have a student here, too, a Hope student who's also a football player, which makes total sense. Ron, tell us all about it.
Well, thank you, Brent. And good morning, Holland and football fans. I hope you'll join us every Friday morning right here on WHTC at 7:40. And, Coach, schedule's getting a little bit tougher for the next couple of weeks here. Losing any sleep this week?
I never sleep well during the season, so it's nothing new. You're right. The schedule is getting a little tougher. This will be our toughest non-league game against Illinois Wesleyan, and then we come back for homecoming against Adrian, the defending MIAA champs, and that game will have a definite impact on how the league goes this year.
Well, this ball game that you're going to have tomorrow out there is going to bring a lot of familiar faces back together because I was looking over their starting lineups both offensively and defensively, and I found that only one player changed from last year's ball club. It's either was a starter or his backup that's starting now on the offensive side, and two of them defensively. So there's going to be a lot of familiar faces out there for you to go against.
Yeah, and the same goes for our team. You know, most of our team is back on both sides of the ball. Most of all of our specialists return. So, you know, we need to clean up some errors. That was a 23-13 game last year, and we made some crucial mistakes in that game. So we expect it to be much closer this year.
Well, the defense has really stepped up. I know the offense is rolling, but the defense, I think, is the one that has shown the most improvement this season. And you've got a defensive ball player with it today.
Yep. Have Adam Druger here, number two, one of our starting corners. I didn't have to go too far to recruit him. Adam's one of the three guys I've had in the last 2 years that grew up in my neighborhood here in Holland. So Brian Lynn grew up just a few doors from me, and now Jake Helm, who has started the last 2 weeks at tight end, grew up right across the street, and Adam about a quarter of a mile away.
Adam, Coach said you didn't have to go too far to be recruited to Hope College, but how'd you make the decision to go to Hope?
I made a decision a lot based on the football team, actually, to come here and play, you know, because of the past history of just a tradition of winning. And some of the guys that I had met here before, I kind of already had a lot of friends on the football team before I even decided to come here.
And you're a senior, and are you all set to graduate in May after 4 years at Hope?
I am. I am all set, and I'm looking forward to it. Very excited.
Before we went on the air, we were talking about the fact that you have coach in class. People forget sometimes that Hope College coaches are teachers number one, and you've got him in class, huh?
Yeah, it's a little bit different than on the football field. It's kind of something to get used to, but it's pretty cool.
When was the last class you had with him?
Last night. Three hours.
Night class?
Yeah.
3 hours of Coach Kreps, and you have to see him on the practice field the next day?
Yeah.
How's that?
Yep.
Is he different in the classroom as he was? You're up with him till 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll pick you up at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
right?
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little bit different because I'm on defense, so I get to get away from him a little bit. But
hey, just between you and me, of the whole coaching staff, who's the biggest holler guy?
The biggest holler guy.
Who's the guy who really, is it Coach Kreps, or he doesn't seem that way on the sideline?
Not too bad.
During practice, which coach is the biggest?
Boy, probably I'll say the most spirited guy is
well said,
our new special coach, special teams coach, Coach Lund.
Coach Lund?
Yeah.
Is the go-get him?
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the hardest drill you've got? This time of year, what's the absolute hardest drill that when the coaches call it out, you think, oh.
I'd have to say our beginning of practice, we do POEs, point of emphasis, but we joke that it's point of exhaustion.
That keeps you in shape.
Yeah.
You've had to do that. You know, your team has come back in two games this year. You've been behind at halftime. And you've come back in the second half. Last week was a great example. You were trailing at halftime. You came back at a huge third quarter. So those POE drills might be paying off. You're coming out and be in better shape. But, Coach, this time for the first time, you're talking about your quarterback, two really experienced quarterbacks in this game. Fans will be treated. But you're going against an undefeated team. You've got two teams on the football field tomorrow that do not have a loss. That's right. A big game.
Illinois Wesleyan opened up with one of our league teams. They beat Alma. Alma was actually winning that game at halftime 3-0, and then Wesleyan came back, scored 34-37 unanswered points. And then they beat Aurora University pretty handily, that the same team that Albion beat 38-12 this past weekend.
Toughest opponent on your schedule so far.
Oh, so far, yeah. I think we'll have at least one or two games in the league that will equal this. But they're a good team, quality program. Norm Esch, I've known him for years. I grew up not too far from Bloomington, so have a lot of experience with Wesleyan.
I think Norm Esch is just a couple games of becoming the all-time winningest coach in Illinois Wesleyan history. And like Hope College, that they've got a great tradition of fine football.
Yep.
This will be his 27th year coaching at Illinois Wesleyan. So he's been around a little while. He's the dean of coaches in the CCIW. Adam, Jerry asked you a question there, as to who was the kind of the noisiest guy out there at practice. When he was playing for me, he never had a problem with that. He didn't even have to think about it.
Wouldn't have taken long to answer that question.
So I like the way the corners are playing this year. It's a little bit different than what you've done in the past out here. We were a little tired of seeing that drop back 10 and give them the pass in front of me and tackle them. You're right up in their face sometimes, a little bump and rumbling on the outside and switching the defense around your back, in the guy's face one moment, then you're dropping off the next. I like that in the defense this
year. Coach Ricketts.
Something a little different.
Coach Ricketts that Ron Weatherby says he's doing okay on those adjustments this year.
I'll let him know he's got the okay.
So, I think it's going very well.
Yeah, thank you.
You're not a huge football player. What height and weight?
About 5'10". I came in at 185.
If you're talking to a high school cornerback, defensive back, what advice would you give him to be a good defensive back?
Probably the biggest thing that I've had to work on is just foot quickness, just working on your agility and quickness when you're coming in, because you just got to be able to change your directions, and it's not always the top speed, but you definitely do have to change directions a lot.
Are you guys ready this week for a few trick plays out of this ball club? And looking back in the history of the series between the two and some of my notes, I noticed they like to do things like throw a pass off the reverse or run a halfback pass or run a fake punt and things like that that they've thrown in along the way against you. And you're going to have to be ready for all that stuff on Saturday.
Yeah, we looked at some film from last year's game against them, or was it 2 years ago? I think it was 2 years ago, and stuff from the games they've already played, and we've looked at some of that stuff, and we've run a few of those plays in practice, so I think we'll be all right.
What's your schedule for the next day and a half, Coach? You're going down to Bloomington today, correct?
We're going to work out here today at 2:15, leave Holland at 3:30, drive right down to the stadium, let our guys walk around, kind of get the feel for it, then check into the hotel. We'll have dinner, have a meeting tonight, get a good night's sleep, get up, get ready to go.
3.5-4 hour drive, and if you can't make that trip, make sure to join us on the van, kickoff 2:00 Eastern Time.